Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it, we're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here. You're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Live on keys, Sema Wolf, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for all the quirky facts we can find. Imagine a GCSE in cultural studies, but with jokes. We're the earrings to its dress, we're the icing to its cake, we're the George to its Amal. And slamming those jokes on the table, please welcome today's comedians with throbbing talent and lightning wit. On my left, playing for the Jesus and Mary Dames, it's Margaret Caborn-Smith and Sarah Bonetto! And on my right, playing for Nanya Business, Tanya Moore and Nat Natsima! So, comedians, what makes you diverse? Sarah Bonetto, how would you describe yourself in diversity terms?
I am a foreign lady on a panel show. Isn't that nice? I am a lapsed Catholic, although that is like proper mainstream for Catholics, isn't it?
Yeah, the most common variety of Catholics is lapsed.
So, yeah, we're the cool Catholics. I'm such a dweeb, I can't pull off cool. In my mind, cool means like wearing a bandana and riding a skateboard. I have like a very 90s idea.
Yeah.
I got leg warmers, I got a yo-yo, what?
Margaret Caborn-Smith, well, how are you diverse?
I've been cultivating a lot of different diseases. Does that...
Really?
Are they airborne,
well,
Margaret? I mean, quite mild thing, you know, eczema, swollen glands, mental health, anxiety, that sort of thing.
In yourself or like separately in like a lab?
Yeah, in beakers around my room.
Good question, Ned Sedgwick. Good question.
I've got proper loads of proper diversity as well.
Yeah, go on.
I'm half Canadian Irish and a quarter Gibraltarian Italian.
Wow. And with Caborn-Smith, you
I know, you don't expect
quite
that.
English
that was
Rose.
The English bit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And why are you called the Jesus and Mary Dames?
Because Sarah and I are both Catholics on varying scales. And both indie kids
You're
as well.
Both on the Roman Catholic spectrum.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Depending if you're asking my children's school.
Or my mum.
Well, I happen to know the head teacher of your school and your mum are both big Global Pillage fans. So let's say you're very devoted.
Well, yeah. I like to support my mum's Catholicism. When she stayed with me in London recently, she said, and we'll go to church, of course, on Sunday. And I went, of course, mum. And she said, and where's the church? And I went, oh. She went, you've lived here for how many years? Mm. Where's your local church? And I couldn't tell her.
If you're listening, Mrs. Bonetto, Sarah is on her knees right now.
But as not why you thought...
No.
Oh, mummy.
Hey, oh, Well,
no one's mum wants a blowjob joke.
Okay. It's too late, Mrs. Bonetto. You have one.
Yes.
And am I right? We have Nat Seema. How are you diverse?
Hi. I am a mixture of things. My father is Indonesian Dutch, which is a lovely mixture. But then my mother is Watford. And looks-wise, I've come out pure Watford. I'm not entirely happy about this, as my brother has come out much more Dutch-Indonesian.
I mean, it's a glamorous look that you have.
Stop. It's just because I've got leopard skin on me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a piece of your diversity. You've come in Watford leopard skin. Yeah. And we are loving that you are wearing the home team flag.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Tanya Moore, how are you diverse?
I am diverse. I am a black, British-born Jamaican who
Who doesn't like what?
Spicy food.
Oh.
I know! You've got a racist palate.
Seriously.
The whole night has taken a turn. This audience is shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah.
There's an audible gasp there. And I
blame
like...
my mum. She would separate my food and make it without spice.
Wow.
Oh, she's yeah. so good.
This audience genuinely.
I know.
And Gina, keep your reactions this audible because it is a podcast, so we will use them all. And why are you called None Your Business?
Just sort of reflects our misanthropy. And also, that's a combination of our first two first names.
It's Nat and Tanya.
Yeah, it is.
So it's sort of also like Nat and Tanya and all up in their business. Because it's spelt business.
I know, I did that because I was trying to be cool. See, I get it. Yeah. You shouldn't try.
Yeah, don't come in here with your sweatbands and your
I just went along with it, like at school. The cool girl did a thing and I was like, I'm here too.
So
I'm not smoking, but I'm very near.
So was your thing adjacent to cool?
Yeah, because that's exactly what I was. Yeah,
yeah. So because I was always very much in the wrong room. Yeah. I was so far away from it. In fact, wherever I was, cool would move.
I can hear it somewhere.
Yes, I'm a cool. I was basically cool repellent bat spray. If Wikipedia and Whimsipedia had a baby and we put that baby in Pedant's Corner and made him do facts and scores, we'd call him Ned Sedgwick!
Yay!
And you can sit at his bar and put bread in his jar and say, man, what are you doing here? It's our resident piano man, Samuel Wolfe! Ned, have you had any global experiences lately?
Well, I'm about to have one. In a global pillage first, something's just come to me. So I'm actually going to Malaysia for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
And someone in the audience said they were from Malaysia.
Oh.
Something of global importance is happening when I'm away, and I need to be able to communicate and work out what has happened. So I might... Can I test my Malay just to make sure? This is, like, really crucial, but everyone needs to know this. Okay. Apakah skor Tottenham Hotspur tadi malam?
No, deal with you.
Do you speak Malay?
Fluently.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Ned does.
So if you're listening at home and the mic didn't reach, our lovely audience member said she speaks Malay fluently and had no idea what Ned just said. So Ned, that
was
not...
I was trying to ask what the Tottenham Hotspur score was last night, but apparently Google Translate isn't my friend.
Yep. Could you tell him how to say that, please?
Apa marka Tottenham Hotspur malam tadi.
That's much easier for one.
Thank you very much. I hope you recorded that, Ned.
Yeah.
Oh, we're recording it. It's a podcast. Okay. Every week, Samuel takes a folk tune and turns it into a scores jingle for us. You know when someone turns a rabbit into a string of hankies. It's nothing like that. Samo, over to you.
So I thought I'd do something slightly different, and at risk of dating this episode, Notre Dame burned down very, very recently. So instead of taking a normal folk tune, I thought I'd turn to the French author Victor Hugo and his story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and more specifically the 6-minute-long Disney opening of that.
Is our scores jingle going to be 6.5 minutes?
I'm not
going
to do 6.5 minutes. It's the Bells of Notre Dame, which is a beautiful, beautiful tune. It goes... Sing the bells, 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 bells of Notre Dame. And we're just going to do that last little bit with slightly different words to ask Ned the scores. Scores, 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 scores. Ned, what are the scores?
Sanctuary.
Haunting. Literally, that's going to haunt me.
First up is our themed round, and this week we'll be asking questions on the subject of household goods. You know the sorts of thing: dustpans, brushes, spare chaise longs.
Just you, no, Deborah.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In the Latino and Caribbean world, if you sweep over someone's feet with a broom, you will curse them. What fate have you condemned them to? None your business.
Bad sex.
What's the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I just felt like it was probably that. Because, yeah, you know, when you have to, like, cheers glasses and you have to look each other in the eye, you've got 7 years bad sex, and then one of your married friends says, too late for that, and it gets frosty.
Every time, man. Every time. And, oh, yeah, the other one is bad sex is better than no sex.
Oh, that's
arguable, because you can't take your jeans off.
Would you, Tanya, do you back your teammate up there? Or do you
I'm going to go with bad sex.
Okay, and
sorry, you had to say that tonight.
Don't say I'm going to go with bad sex. I think that's going to haunt you.
Yeah. A little bit. I have a low sex drive, so maybe I should say it more. I'm going to go with bad sex.
Okay, if you hit mediocre, then we've all won. So go on, take your shoes off.
Bad sex.
Do you know, somewhere I was in Australia, there was a new property development, yeah, and the council were really not in favour of it because they didn't want the sort of property magnates coming in. They couldn't stop it. But what they could do was name the streets. And so they deliberately named the streets things like Low Sex Drive. So no one would buy the property. Yeah. So whenever I hear Low Sex Drive, I think of a street of empty mansions.
I should totally live there.
Jesus and Mary James, in the Latino and Caribbean world, if you sweep over someone's feet with a broom, what fate have you cursed them to?
Slightly slow Wi-Fi. Yeah, like it's a long three buffer. Bars, not four, and you're like, come on!
Yeah, a long buffer.
So not slow enough that you just give up?
No.
No, there's like hope, like the GPRS thing or whatever the heck that acronym is, where you just like, or the E, the dreaded E, where you're like, what does that even mean? But it means no internet is what it means. So that's what the feet.
So in the ancient Latino and Caribbean world.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the whole broom meets Wi-Fi thing doesn't seem like the right technology.
So do you feel it's more...
I think it's being cursed to having a spare chaise longue.
Hive mind, in the Latino and Caribbean world, if you sweep over someone's feet with a broom, what have you cursed them to?
Never get married.
Never get married.
Ooh, she seems very certain. I like that.
Bunions.
Losing
things.
Losing things.
I thought you said oozing things, which is a really horrible
guess. Is that one of your disorders?
Yeah, it's all of my disorders.
Okay, if you think it's oozing things, buzz now. If you think it's losing things, buzz now. If you think it's bunions, buzz now. If you think it's never get married, buzz now. You are correct! Did you have some inside information?
Massive
guess.
Wow.
And what's interesting, Tanya, is you're from Jamaica, which is in the Caribbean, isn't it? Yeah.
I knew.
Yeah. Sorry?
I knew the answer.
Oh, what?
I just didn't. I wanted to play the game.
Oh no,
Tanya, you're in the wrong.
That's not playing. Getting it wrong isn't playing good game.
I like it.
That was an easy one. That's why I was
That's nice.
Very generous. Have you ever played a panel show with men?
No,
of course you haven't. You're a woman. You wouldn't be booked. But imagine a world in which you were.
Just give her a point, Ned.
I'm afraid that point is very much in the rear view mirror.
No, because anyone can then be like, oh, I knew that bit.
It feels weird to bring this up now, but I did also know it.
No, but so did I, and there's two of us. Yeah. So.
Oh, you should get double points if you both knew it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm standing by bad sex. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't want to say it.
I think the hive mind are going to get points for that. But I found it hilarious, A, how confident you were. And you were like, yeah, I'm right. And then you didn't actually know, which is great.
Big dick energy. I like it.
Yeah.
You have been trained well, Jedi daughter.
So there are two possible explanations for this. One, it's just swiping luck away. That's quite a common thing with brooms. But the other one is its connotations of being a witch, and witches weren't meant to be interested in men, is one of their great crimes. So it's like, here's a broom near your feet, so you're basically a witch, so you're not going to get married. It is silly.
I'm going to go to question two. Okay. For all sorts of reasons. A legion of reasons. In Armenia, what do they say will happen if you sew an item of clothing while you're wearing it? What would happen to you? None of your business?
Are you going to sew the hairs on your body into it and then it'll be on you forever?
You will get attached.
Yeah.
I think if you sew whilst you're in the clothes, yeah, you'll stay in it. Well, what else would it be? That was a good answer.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, wow. And the Jesus and Mary dames.
I once tried to iron some clothes. Yeah.
Oh.
And I did set fire to my clothes. Oh. So
while it was on you?
Yeah.
So you were then in very...
I mean, this is last year.
Oh! Wow.
Yes.
Why did you try and iron your...
I was panicking. I was about to go on stage... Huh? A lot of people.
So you thought, I'll set myself on fire. Yeah.
That'll distract them. yeah, there was a crease in the front of my dress that had been annoying me. So just before I went on, I just put it on the desk.
Do you know what's more annoying than the crease?
Go on, being on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you say annoying. That's not the word I would choose. Frightening. Yeah.
All right, so what do they say will happen if you sew your clothes while you're wearing them? They say you'll never get married.
I mean, you do sound very confident, so.
Yeah, you do sound confident.
I'm thinking they won't have the same answer for the first two questions.
Damn it.
That's what they want you to think.
Oh,
true, double
my
bluffing.
Gosh, it could give you low Wi-Fi signal. Gonna lose all your money.
Lose all your money, okay. Hive Mind in Armenia, what do they say will happen to you if you sew an item of clothing while you're wearing it?
See, they don't know either. Not just me.
You haven't given them a second to answer. They do know. I feel it strongly.
Look at their faces.
You in the front row who knew the last one, intuitively, what is it?
You sew the devil into you.
Whoa! Who are you?
Are you all the countries of the world in
so
one lady?
Into you? Sorry, I shouldn't call you in the front row. What's your name?
Leanne,
okay.
Okay,
so you get the idea of the game. Yes, the comedians have no interest in other people's shows. Yeah,
I listen when I'm on it.
Yeah, oh, that's what you
15 second skip when you're not talking.
me.
So the devil into you. Anything else, Hive Mind? Bad weather forever.
I was thinking that's quite personal. Can you have like individual weather?
Oh, I see.
A little cloud over you.
Oh, I see. Yes, because if just one person does it, the whole
thing. Yeah.
That's what happened in Britain years ago. this is a curse that was put on us in the Middle Ages. Anybody else? You talk yourself into a corner. These are very, very good answers.
Answering an idiom with an idiom.
Yeah.
You will answer an idiom with an idiom. That's the curse.
It's getting meta.
Okay. If you think you will sow the devil into you, buzz now. If you think it's bad weather forever, buzz now. No one thinks that's the origin story of Britain. Okay. And if you think you'll talk yourself into a corner, buzz now.
I mean, they're all going with crazy witch woman Leanne, aren't they? No, I mean that as the highest compliment, basically.
Yeah. In fact, it turns out Leanne is not from the devil. She doesn't know absolutely everything. You will sow your memory short. So you'll suddenly start to forget everything, so you don't have a short memory.
The theory is that if you don't take note properly of previous mistakes, you're going to forget them and then you're going to just repeat the same mistakes. If you just do something on the fly, you're like, I'm not really concentrating. Whereas if you lay it out and properly sew it together, then you're like, I won't rip it again. I won't make this mistake again. That was the only theory I found, and I'm not entirely convinced. I just think things are crazy, aren't they?
We all know it's bad luck to break a mirror, but why? None of your business.
Because it's pointy. So the edge is a pointy. You're going to hurt yourself, right?
You break a mirror, that is definitely 7 years bad sex.
Especially if it was above you, if it was
like
on those
literally
bed above
that
you.
Mirrors your butt. You are absolutely
slice
finished.
Your knob off.
Okay,
finished.
Okay. Yeah. We know it's bad luck, but why? Why? What's the what was the origin story? The Jesus and Mary Dames.
Is it because you fragment your spirit into lots of different?
Oh, I mean, it is sort of weird looking into. I mean, not just the breaking. It is weird looking into a broken mirror. You do feel like you're in a 70s horror film. Mm. I do.
Oh, also, isn't
once you buzz once? I mean, I know you enjoy it. No, no, you're welcome to. You're welcome
saw
to
Nat.
Another
no,
thought.
All right. Do you know what? Keep buzzing, okay. Nat. What do you think?
Yeah. Wasn't there something that like mirrors are meant to be quite sort of blessed in a way that like because they were so expensive, so they were really quite special. Mm-hmm. So if you break it, it's like all the specialness has just gone and dribbled away.
So you dribble out the specialness, okay? All right, dribble out the specialness. Yes.
I just wanted to use my buzzer because Nat got to use it twice.
Right, sure. Hive mind. We all know it's bad luck to break a mirror. Why? What's the origin story?
7 years
without spices. What's the origin of the story? There's something around. What did they think? What did they believe?
Because the reflection was considered to be your soul.
Reflection to your soul.
And the specialness dribbles out.
Eternal
well, we did say split your soul, so what's going to happen here? Are we going to
well,
fight?
I think you're thinking of a Horcrux.
I mean, I'm happy to fight.
I'm if fine.
It's, if it's the correct answer, if it's the correct answer, Ned will break a mirror and the answer will appear in it.
Yeah.
So if you think it's 7 years without spices, buzz now. If you think the reflection is the soul and the soul will then be split into pieces, buzz now. You are correct, and so is the Jesus and Mary Dames.
Fight.
You get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer, which you did, yes?
It seems to be a kind of Greco-Roman belief, and the tale of Narcissus has kind of extra meaning, because when it's all reflections are your soul. And also there's thought that because mirrors and reflective surfaces were quite expensive, weren't very easy to come by, they didn't really have glass mirrors. There is an element of that that plays into it. But Narcissus, when he looked into the reflection, he was looking into his soul as well.
I tried to listen to that, Ned, but I failed. And it's the end of the round!
Scores. Ned, what are the scores?
Please.
In third place with no points, it's none your business. In second place with 10 points, it's a Jesus and Mary Dames. And in first place with 15 points, it's a Hive Mind.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
So here we say kill two birds with one stone. In Germany, it's kill two flies with one swat. And in Australia, it's a native creature is in my house. Run, it'll kill us all! What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Italy, they say, tell me without hair on your tongue. None of your business.
Tell me without making up a story.
Yeah, tell me truth.
Just give it to me straight.
Yeah, don't embellish it.
The Jesus and Mary dames.
Are there any points for just backing up to the other team's answer?
Yeah.
what? Like solidarity? We stand with none of your business.
Are you copying and claiming it's feminism? That's what I heard.
A little bit.
Feminism and plagiary often good bedfellows.
If you give us three of your points, you can come in on this answer.
Oh, a deal.
How many points do we get? I've never had this before.
Ned just stood right up.
He's like, hold on, guys, hold on.
I'm so excited.
Ned's eyes are
sparkling. Will you split your current points and gamble that this is the right answer?
I said three.
How many? Three.
How many points is
she
it worth?
She said three.
How many points have they got currently, Ned?
Five.
How many points is it worth?
It makes a complete mockery of scoring.
Ten.
Ned is not happy.
No, sorry.
So you have to give up three. I think it should be half. Two and a half.
No, three was the first and three. Only offer.
I'll let him have three. And by the way, this is the last time
this
will has
you
happened.
Give three? Will you give 3 points to the other team, leaving yourself with only two, with hopefully five to gain? Yeah, but then they're going to be ahead of you. This is a terrible offer.
Yes, isn't it awful? I'm not a clever person.
I think you should
pause.
Ask for... You
let's,
are a clever person.
Let's have a group moment.
Yes,
I think we have to.
We answered the question.
Yeah, we did.
And when I answered it, I took a little look over to Leanne. She was with me.
Yeah,
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I was looking at Leanne too.
You keep your points.
Yeah.
We'll just take this answer.
I retract everything I've said.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, hair on your tongue in Italian means, Margaret?
It means keep your coat on when you're talking to me.
Yeah. Keep your coat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't be sleazy.
Don't be sleazy when you're talking to me.
Tell me straight. Don't you try and woo me into bed, Dave. Yet again, Dave.
Is this a sort of Weinstein repelling Indian?
No, it's someone like trying to deliver good news, but all like bad news, but all sexy like hey,
don't try and seduce me. Take a seat,
you beautiful thing. And you're like, just tell me.
Without taking your coat. The dog's died.
I mean,
what?
Both
but
Sarah
someone's
and
trying
I...
to tell you your pet's died, but while seducing you into bed.
Yes. And he's Italian, Giovanni.
I mean, he's Italian. And Sarah
Fido
and I...
is my dog. Fido sounds Italian.
Don't stereotype Italian men. We have Francesco De Carlo.
I know a Giovanni.
Well, some of my best friends are Italian seducers. I see.
It wasn't a phrase I thought I'd say today.
No.
Then you didn't think you were going to say you were going to go for slow sex drive or whatever it was.
Okay, all righty. Hive mind. In Italy, they say, tell me without hair on your tongue. What do they mean?
Don't spit when you speak.
It's disgusting.
I love it.
It's not the weather.
Don't talk with your mouth.
Oh, that's not...
Sexually, you mean.
Don't lick a cat.
Okay, Leanne's gone rogue.
Yeah.
Even if it's not right, it's right.
Yeah. Don't lick a cat.
Leanne peaked really
early.
That's
good advice for life anyway. Anything else?
Don't tell lies.
Okay.
Don't hesitate, don't beat around the bush.
Okay, so if you think... Ned, did you have something to say?
No, it was a bad joke.
Okay.
That hasn't stopped any of the rest of us.
Was it a joke about beat around the bush?
Beat around the bush plus licking cats, kind of something to do with...
Alrighty!
Pussycats.
Come on, Giovanni.
Just because it's an evening show doesn't mean we take away the charming tea time feel.
Charming tea time feel.
If you're listening at home...
Do not say.
That was good.
Charming Tea Time Feel is not your new podcast.
It's his new Tinder bio.
Oh, Lord. I mean, okay. That's what she said. Now, hashtag feminism. If you think it's don't spit when you speak, please buzz now. If you think it's don't talk with your mouth full, please buzz now. If you think it's don't lick a cat, please buzz now. If you think it's don't tell lies, please buzz now. Or don't hesitate, please buzz now. Okay. In fact, it's tell me the truth. So I think none of your business had it, but probably you really did back don't tell lies, so I don't know how Ned's going to...
It's more like give it to me straight rather than don't lie to me, which is what they were saying.
Well, so none of your business scores big time.
We're in the game.
Okay. In Tamil, they say, she hasn't taken a bath. What does it mean? And can I just be very clear? It's an idiom. It's an idiom. She hasn't taken a bath. It doesn't mean she hasn't taken a bath. It means something else. That is an idiom.
Ooh.
None of your business.
She's not over her last relationship.
Oh.
Ooh.
She's not over him.
Yeah.
And nor is she under him.
Or her.
Or her.
She's just got the memories of the old relationship and love. Yeah, she's sort of clinging to her and she just can't, like,
I wanted
to
go
past.
More religious and be like, she's not baptised yet.
Mm. Okay, so...
Thanks for that, guy.
So she's not baptised. She's not over her last man or she's
woman.
Not yet fallen in love with Jesus. Okay, are the Jesus and Mary dames?
I feel like it's more that she, you know, she's one of those people that says, I speak as I find. You know, that she's always... Sort of, you know, don't mince my words, so be careful. That sort of thing. You know those people.
Oh, she
those
needs
awful people.
Like she actually, what she needs is to take a fucking bath carefully.
Hive mind. In Tamil, they say she hasn't taken a bath. What do they mean? It's an idiom.
She's promiscuous.
Anything else?
She's a virgin.
She's the opposite of you're covering your bases here, Hive mind. She's promiscuous. She's a virgin. She hasn't had her period yet.
Ooh.
She's not taken her holiday.
She's not taken her holiday. What? Like, this is a...
Oh, that's an ancient
nicer.
Phrase, maybe. She hasn't taken her holiday
HR.
Allowance for the year.
Is this like in a work roster? It's like, is Sandra free all summer? No, she hasn't taken a bath.
Yeah.
She's booked in 2 weeks of Ibiza in August.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
How does that email go? Dear Sally, can I take a bath in June?
No, because Dave's taking his bath then.
Hey, okay, all right. If you think it's she's promiscuous, buzz now. If you think she's a virgin, buzz now. She hasn't had her period yet, buzz now. Or she's not taken her holiday, her annual leave. She's not taken her annual leave, buzz now.
You see, that really sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah.
She hasn't taken her annual leave.
Well, that in itself is an idiom. She hasn't taken her annual leave, if you see what I'm saying. If you take my meaning. In fact, you were very close, but it was sort of the opposite of what you said. She's pregnant.
Oh.
So it's
if,
not...
If, she's you, if you'd buzzed hard enough for that one, it does come from not having had... the period because it's tradition. Oh. It was traditional when
to bathe
to when they were having their periods.
So when your period stops,
but you didn't
bath hard enough. So early on, when you don't know if someone's pregnant or not, they don't, well, she hasn't taken a bath.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you'd buzzed for hasn't had a period yet, you would have got points, but you didn't, so you don't. In Quechua, if someone told you you had a spherical arse.
What would they be?
A spherical.
Okay, yeah.
Like a sphere, like the globe. If your arse was like the globe, the world, I do mean the planet, not Shakespeare's globe.
Yeah.
And I will say this
open
is
at the top.
Spherical rather than large. It's shape rather than size.
Yeah. It's not the size of the earth, it's spherical. What would they be accusing you of
Margaret's
that Jesus and
thoughts.
Mary dames have buzzed
I've got some thoughts.
Yeah.
I think it's like, right, tea time feel. You know our expression...
charming tea time feel.
Charming tea time feel. Our expression, her poo don't stink.
Right.
I think it's like that, saying she acts like they don't have an anus tea time feel, so it doesn't poo.
A what?
Anus? Anus. A-hole.
I see.
She's really, like, yeah.
She's
acts like she's much purer than the rest of us, but of course she does.
Like she doesn't go to the loo.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Lovely. I mean, not lovely, to be honest, but, you know, lovely answer. None your business?
What if it means... Oh, Tanya's looking at me so narrowly. Don't say anything stupid. No guarantees. Does it mean you're really busy because your bum is really round because if you sat down loads, you would flatten it? I know that's not how bums work, but, you know, in an idiom way.
It's an idiom. It's an
I understand arses. So you're really busy and you're up and around all day, so you've got a spherical buttocks.
Busy, so you never sit down.
Never sit.
Busy bum.
Busy
arse. Busy arse. So, a hive mind in Quechua, if someone told you you had a spherical arse, what would they be accusing you of?
Eating too much.
Back off my answer, mate. I don't have many points. Okay,
don't
I will
study
bite
enough.
You.
Anything else?
Secrets.
You're keeping secrets. And what was the other one?
Childbearing hips.
Childbearing hips. Okay.
You mean that you're lazy because you're flattening your rounds of
your thoughts. So you're lazy. So the opposite of that first one, covering your bases. Or it could mean covering your bases. So if you think it's eating too much, buzz now. If you think it's you don't study, buzz now. If you think you keep secrets well, buzz now.
Ooh.
If you think it's childbearing hips, buzz now. And if you think it means that you are lazy, buzz now. None of your business was closest. It's fidgeting, not being able to sit still. Do you think that's close? Close enough? They said up all the time, busy,
Ned.
Up all the time, up all the time.
Ned.
The reasoning is the same.
Yeah, half point for that.
Half point?
What?
Because it's not... Because,
what?
Because
it's
you've
fidgeting.
Got...
That's loads. Get over yourselves.
It's fidgeting, not
it's
being able to
sit. It's a
busy.
Symptom of not being able to sit still.
I'm prepared to accept it. I don't have to be happy about it, do I, Ned?
No. Well, half points is better than no points.
Yeah, all right, I have to
and
half
that's,
points,
and that's a British idiom that means we'll never win the Olympics. And it's the end of the round.
Scores. Ned, what are the scores?
Please.
In third place with 10 points is the Jesus and Mary Dames. And in joint first place with 15 points each, it's None Your Business and the Hive Mind.
Round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared, in theory, with a question based on their culture or family background. Perhaps someone in the hive mind was brought up worshipping several gods at once, or perhaps they're too young to remember the Backstreet Boys.
Hey!
None your business. Do you have a question from your family background for the Jesus and Mary Dames?
I do. In Jamaica, there is a saying, it's right, but W-R-I-T-E. Or left. What does it mean?
Does it mean pay your way or get out? Like write a check or left leave?
I was going to say, does it mean get an education or you'll be left behind?
Which is exactly what I meant to say, and we're going with that.
Okay, don't say which one if it is one, but just yes or no, is it either of those?
Yes.
It's one of those. Okay, now you've got to get behind one and back that horse.
It's Margaret's answer. We're going for that. Like, okay. Get an education.
Sure. Check.
Get left behind.
Really,
okay. Yeah. So it's get an education or get left behind?
It was the first one.
So basically,
you don't get points because you didn't back it. You didn't back your...
My mum doesn't even get to hear me get that right. She just heard me denounce Catholicism. She heard me do a blog.
I think she's turned off by now, babe. She's not. It's a podcast. Mom. She's not being forced. Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah.
She tuned out when you renounced Jesus and said that you were giving head. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And if you are still listening, Mrs. Bonetto, she's fucked up now again. What have you raised? What?
On her knees again.
So yes, you were correct, but sadly you did not back the correct horse. Tanya.
Yes.
What is the reason for this idiom?
So the cops are very corrupt. And so if they stop you, they say to you, I can write you a ticket or you put money in my left hand and I will go.
Oh.
I see the ticket thing makes more sense.
So you write or you put it in the left hand.
Ruddy hell.
Wow.
The Jesus and Mary Dames.
Hi.
Do you have a question for the hive mind? If they don't know the answer, you will score points and you desperately need them. I mean, really, really desperately.
Can this one be worth 20 points, Ned?
No, you don't actually need them that much.
For this from the world of Catholicism.
Hello, Mrs. Bonetto.
Hello.
She's back, baby.
Yeah, she's probably praying for you right now.
What change
has the body of Christ gone through in the last few years?
Oh, I think I know this. It's so exciting.
I know.
No, you can't answer. It has to be
still
it's a round robin. It's
this
a round
is the hardest
robin.
Team we're playing right now. No offence to you guys.
Someone said transubstantiation.
Yes.
Which so, Sarah has written down because she couldn't remember how to say it earlier. Mm.
So, hive mind, in the last few years, what journey has the body of Christ taken according to Catholicism, according to his papal holiness himself?
Oh my God.
She literally just wrote that down.
Gluten free wafer.
She literally just wrote it down.
Has gone gluten free.
I am delighted. Anything else?
No longer white.
Vegan? Just say yes or no, is it one of those?
Yes.
Okay, now you've got to buzz. If you think it's Jesus. Jesus' body is now gluten-free. Buzz now. If you think Jesus' body is no longer white, buzz now. If you think Jesus' body is now vegan, buzz now. Okay, they've gone for gluten-free. Is it gluten-free?
Yes. Oh! Although, yeah, actually it isn't, but you can request gluten-free.
You could request a gluten-free wafer.
I mean, it is
when
funny.
You're up there in the queue with people behind you chomping at the bit to be chomping at the bit, like, there's a pressure. You don't have time to be like, oh, actually, sorry, Your Highness, what's his name? I haven't been sure.
You really are a rubbish Catholic.
Wait, I can explain.
Your Highness. Do you mean Father? Your Holiness, if it was the Pope himself, but I don't imagine the Pope's going to give you any wafers
oh
now.
Oh my He's God! You How dare all. You? I'm in with the Pope.
You are not, and I think we need to be very clear about this, in with the Pope. And never will be. He listens religiously to this.
He does everything religiously.
Does His Holiness?
He listens to Roman pillage.
Hey!
Good work.
I was at a wedding in the middle of well, we River just all Island.
Went, yay, like it did work, and so it worked. Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, I mean,
if everyone goes, yeah, she presented it confidently, she's learnt from Leanne the Witch.
Stop calling Leanne.
Not her real name, but she laughs heartily when we say it, so if you're listening at home, do not worry about Leanne the Witch. She enjoys the moniker. Monica the Witch, however, hates her.
She's more of a wizard.
Okay, what the fuck are we talking about?
No.
It's gluten-free.
We've lost.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Hive mind, have you got a question for None Your Business?
Yes, so I'm Philip and my family's Polish. And in Poland we say Raskozi śmierć, and that could literally be translated into death to the goat once. What would be the English equivalent for that phrase?
The English equivalent of death to the goat once.
Yeah.
Better to be hanged for a sheep than a lamb.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
I'm guessing no.
This is complicated.
Definitely not that. So do you have one more shot, Tanya?
We're saying death as in to die, not as in hearing loss.
Is
it the name of a Polish James Bond film?
Well, I was thinking, does it mean you could only die once?
You only live once?
You only live once?
YOLO?
Is it you only love this? YOLO!
YOLO!
Yeah! Oh my God! And it's the end of the round!
Sing the scores. Then what are the scores?
Please. Was that harmony? This one yeah. Tiesta Piketty in the audience. Bravo.
It was Mrs. Benito.
Third place with 10 points. It's a Jesus and Mary Dames. In second place with 20 points, it's None Your Business.
Happy with it, happy with it.
And in first place with 25 points, it's a Hive Mind.
Next, it's a sign round. Everyone is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see the hilarious slogans on their signs all over social media. For example, there was a picture of a turkey with a sign around his neck that said, "Eat ham." Catch that turkey on TV panel shows before any of us. Teams, We'd like you to make some share-worthy signs, and Ned will award points for creativity. Oh. So, you have 30 seconds to write your slogans for today's protest, which is closing the pay gap. Closing the gender pay gap. And time's up. All right. None your business. Do you have a sign for our gender pay gap march?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So one, which is, says,
if you pay me 70% of what you pay a man, I will shoplift 30% of my groceries.
Yay! And then on the other side, we had a
drawing that, and it says, close the gap, man.
Oh, and it's a man spreader.
Yeah.
And it's saying, close the gap.
But on one of his legs, he has two knees because I became quite distracted.
Okay, well, I think both of those are in line for creativity points. Thanks. Are the Jesus and Mary dames? Do you have anything?
Well, I have to say, we were very much put on the spot. We're sitting here. Don't you take a photo. Wait, you can take a photo.
Yay! So this, if you're listening at home, what you're seeing here is a picture of an ejaculating penis.
Yes.
And charming tea time feel, please, Deb. Charming tea time feel.
So, and above the line, it says...
It nearly makes sense.
70%. And then it says, mind the gap. I'm not clear, hive mind.
I really like it. I think that's a really good sign.
Thanks, Ned.
Okay.
Wait, we can redeem this.
I'm trying to say
really
that if
time.
I'm missing the 30% that's important of the penis... no, that's
there we go. It just says pay us fairly.
Nice. Nice.
You take the photo of that. Let's take
it. Oh, yeah. Where is she with her camera now?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's kind of ironic that Sam and Ned are on 30% more than any of you. Hive mind, do you have any slogans for us?
Bob's your rich uncle, Fanny's your poor aunt.
Oh, Bob's your rich uncle, Fanny's your poor aunt. Very good. Anything else?
Cut the crap, close the gap.
Oh, these are legitimate ones that could go on a march right now.
Yeah.
So while Ned Sedgwick works out creativity points for that round and who deserves them, the final round is our quickfire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout out the answer as loudly as you can. Fingers on buzzers and time starts now. What Oscar-winning Clint Eastwood film was given the Hungarian title No Apologies?
Million Dollar Baby.
No.
What's the where he was the old man?
Yes, well, that's
he's
very
always
much the
old man.
Very much
he's
the question.
He's an old man.
Yeah. Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry's not the answer. It's Unforgiven. In England, we say, don't break my balls. I don't. In Italy, they say, don't break my what?
Wine glass.
Buzz wine glass? No, incorrect.
Oh, that's just a power thing for you, Deborah.
Goat.
No, it's chestnuts. Don't break my chestnuts. It's probably a euphemism for balls.
I mean balls.
Cabaret started in which city?
Berlin. Oh, Berlin. Buzz Berlin. I'm so confused.
Buzz
Paris.
If you have a buzzer,
why
you don't
we
buzz say
buzz.
Saying buzzers for people without buzzers.
Unless the answer is
did both. You say, what did you say?
Paris.
Paris is correct. Borscht is the national dish of which country?
Russia.
Germany.
No.
Germany.
No, it's Ukraine.
Siberia. Ukraine.
But the Polish man in the audience says it's also Poland. Is that correct?
No.
All you had to say was yes.
You did.
Oh my God.
Which bird is depicted on more national flags than any other?
Eagle
is correct. And an extra point for what kind of eagle?
Bald-headed.
Correct, bald eagle. According to the Belize national anthem, what do its inhabitants pledge to their country's liberty?
Cock and balls.
No.
Yeah.
The strength of their arms.
Oh, sorry, it's their manhood. I didn't realise that, but that's what it meant.
Oh,
you're absolutely right, Margaret Cable.
Come on! You deserve those points.
And on that subject, the beaver is the national animal of which country?
Cock and balls.
No. Canada is correct, hive mind. Finish this Chinese joke about marriage. Wife, oh no, I forgot to turn off the hob. Husband,
I'd like to divorce you, Cal.
No.
There is that joke.
Oh,
isn't there?
They can use the heat of your temper.
No.
But the noise was good.
No, it's in fact, don't worry, I forgot to turn off the tap. Oh. Yeah, so if there's a fire,
try the veal. You can't, the hob's on. Off. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Try the gluten-free papal wafer. And we're out of time. It's the end of the show.
Sing the scores, 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 scores. Ned, what are the scores? Please.
In third place with 20 points is the Jesus Mary Dames. In second place with 30 points, it's None Your Business. And in first place with 50 points, it's a Hive Man.
So it's a bowl of delicious gluten-free Jesus Christ body wafers for our winners, but a manhood pledge to Belize to our losers. And I'll leave you on this thought from Russia. It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. They nicked that from Tennyson. Please give it up for Margaret Cable-Smith. Woo! Sarah Bonetto. Woo! Nan Kassima. Tanya Moore. Ned Sedgwick in Pennant's Corner. Woo! Sabo on keys. You, the Hive Mind. Woo! I've been in front of the night. Tonight. You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Frances White. That's me. The questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. The program associate was Jessica Mustacue. The Global Pillage theme tune was composed by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Zielinski. Thanks to Zoe, Sally, and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net. Out. Oh shit, that's the wrong cards. Thank you very much.
Slick.
that's the second episode's cards, and I just suddenly went, I don't recognise this. It's haven't read them yet. Okay. Hold on. Oh no. Why is that there? Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Great.
This gets edited out, by the way.
Yes. These are my favourite bits.
Yeah. This will end up in the bloopers reel. Okay, ready? Oh, that's... I don't need to say that. Alrighty.
Should we just skip to the end?
To be honest with you, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.